Good day, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online, here with your first weekly finance news wrap-up for 2026. Going live this glorious day of January 2nd. Let's dive in to take a look at major stories that ended 2025 and have started shaping our new year. On the housing front, our local mortgage brokers had an exceptionally positive run last year. As per recent findings, they now handle a whopping 75% of new residential loans across the country. A plethora of factors contribute to this growth, from the wide range of loan products on offer, giving borrowers a broader array of options, to their ability to simplify complex loan application processes. Key negotiators, they're often successfully securing more competitive interest rates and favorable loan terms. So, for those considering a home purchase this year, a broker might be just the edge you need. Speaking of housing, the southwest region of Western Australia is tackling quite the unique challenge right now. Caravan parks, traditionally serving transient tourists, are suddenly finding themselves increasingly vital to the local housing ecosystem. Increased demand for long-term accommodation is putting owners and operators under real pressure. The role of caravan parks as temporary relief during a housing crisis is clear, but how about more sustainable solutions? A distinct call rings out for a comprehensive strategy to balance the needs of long-term residents and tourists. Switching gears to transport, 2025 ended on a high note for Aussies, considering a jump onto the electric vehicle bandwagon. A new loan scheme launched by the Australian government aims to make sustainable travel more accessible. Eligible Australians and certain essential workers now have access to affordable financing for EVs capped at $55,000. The potential savings here are substantial and are further bolstered by upcoming mandates on emission reductions. But on the other side of the road, there's a less cheerful snapshot. A worrying rise in car repossessions across Australia signals increasing financial difficulties for households. With living costs on the uptick and used car prices dropping, many are finding it hard to refinance their automotive loans. This, coupled with a rise in auto loan arrears and the ripple effect on personal credit, is painting a tricky picture. A sound piece of advice here is to assess your financial conditions meticulously before committing to car loans. That wraps up our top stories for this week. For more insights and services, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next week, this is Paige Estrotori, wishing you financial stability and prosperity in 2026.